Red's review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
At Redmond, our Red's review as we head into the Christmas period, we're focusing on a little bit of diving. You love this quite clearly, but for kids that are looking to get into it and parents that are looking to purchase their kids something for Christmas and the options that are available.
I don't reckon you nailed that intro on the head then, Pat. I reckon the adults love it more than the kids, to tell the honest truth, because we're going to review a snorkel set. And Anaconda, just the reason I go to Anaconda is just a family-friendly place. I love the store. You love the store. And $40, you can get yourself a crappy, when I say crappy, something that's going to do the job. You don't need to go out and spend what I spent on dive gear. You can literally get yourself a cheap snorkel set for $40 that is literally going to do the job. Now,
can I interject here, Redmond? We are all guilty of this, right? Of getting Christmas presents for our wives, for our partners, for our children that we actually want ourselves.
Well, the new Stellar under the tree was the
now.
Yeah, you're spot on. Absolutely spot on.
This is a good test. I'm almost tempted to say what I'm getting my wife for Christmas.
She doesn't listen to us, Pat. She doesn't listen to you on a normal day. She wouldn't listen to you on a radio station.
That is a great point. All right, so I've got her a mini mel this year because she's been talking about wanting to get the kids more into surfing. So she wants to get more into it herself. We've got a longer sort of 9-foot mel. She wants something a bit shorter. So I've got her a 7'6" mini mel, but it's also something that I'm really looking forward to using because I know she talks about wanting something when she's only really going to use it maybe 2 or 3 times next year, and the rest of the time it'll be for me.
So I like where you're going with this. So Kari and I were going down the active way too. And we're like, oh, we'll get like bikes together or surfboards together because mm-hmm. we'll fit into it.
Yep.
Now we've decided it's safe to get a defibrillator at the house. We think that's suitable for both of us because I might need it and she's going to have to use it. So.
But are you ever guilty of purchasing things? I'm telling you right now, my wife certainly is guilty of this, buying something that she's going to use, but she labels it for me.
I'm trying to think of an example. I don't do any shopping, so I think I'm just in trouble anyway.
Like, I know I'm getting a wireless robot vacuum. Well, that's a communal gift. Like, that's not just something that you give your partner. Like, here's a wireless vacuum that is going to mop our house.
You can't even use it because, like, it uses itself.
So I'm thinking I'm going to get Mards a 3-weight, 7'6" Sage fly rod. She's going to love this thing, like, and it's going to suit her every time that she goes and fishes to the Otways for the small brown trout. Like, she's not going to know herself with the weight distribution of this rod and its casting ability just to get the bow and arrow cast out. Like, she's going to love it.
So we've basically transferred this review into how you and I are screwed for Christmas.
Well, not screwed, but maybe out of a potentially divorced post-Christmas. But I think this is something that everyone is guilty of, Aaron.
It is, and I'm going back to what I'm saying. Get yourself as kids a set of snorkel gear before you get grounded.
Because I'm cutting back in. You know why? Because you would have just – I know that you did this, right, when you were justifying to Kari buying a new boat. If I'm going to take Finn out, I want him in something that's safe. That's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. The only reason that you're doing it is because you wanted a new boat.
I can't argue. I've got nothing. I've just got absolutely nothing. I've got, other than the fact that you're right. I don't like that.
Finn definitely prefers the ride of a fiberglass boat over.
I think it's safer that he uses a 2,500 Stellar on the whiting than a cheap reel, because you don't want to hurt his rig. Yeah. Could see.
Absolutely.
So I think it's safe we do that this year.
I've really destroyed your review, haven't I? Sorry, what are your focus points on?
Get yourself a snorkel kit for your kids and yourself, because it is such wonderful around this whole country. We have some of the best beaches in the world, and our biodiversity and our fishing right around the whole country is amazing. But you just got to be smart where you take your kids. Don't go off Ocean Grove Main Beach because there's sharks here at the moment. But don't go, geez, you've gone there early. Don't go to a surf beach and just throw it, like, go in waves and stuff. The kids aren't going to like it. You can't see. Go to a place where there's, like, for example, in the bay, Port Phillip Bay, go St. Leonard's Pier or somewhere away from, like, when I say St. Leonard's Pier, there's not many boats.
You want protection.
You want protection. And structure. You want something to hold fish. The reason they've got the goggles on is to look at the bloody fish. So go somewhere where they're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. And you're going to have fun. So it's just about where you go. Like I said, you see people at Ocean Grove Main Beach, the surf beach. There's 20,000 people there on a Saturday and 30-degree day in summer. And you see all these kids with snorkels kicking around in their waist-deep water, and all I can see is sand. Like, not, you can't even see sand. It's just disturbance from the water. So it just, if you want them to get into it and have a bit of fun, get somewhere with a bit of structure and a bit of life, and you, seriously, I don't think it's much better fun than going for a snorkel.
Couldn't have said it any better, Redmond. If you're looking for a snorkel, as you said, we looked at Anaconda, but right around the country, whether it's your Tackle Words, BCS, they're all stocking them, all competitively priced. And if it's something that your wife has no interest in, then it's probably a good gift for her as well. Plenty more real adventures after the break.
That was Red's review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.